This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, September 1st. Four sisters ages 2 to 7 died in a structure fire early Saturday near Chabern. Two 12-year-old girls managed to escape the fire. They could not save their younger siblings. No adults were in the home at the time. The cause of the fire is undetermined as of Saturday afternoon, according to the fire marshal. The blaze is under investigation, and the names of the victims have not been officially released. We have much more on this story on our website. Today is the first day of dove hunting season in North Carolina. The Wildlife Resources Commission is reminding hunters to be aware of possible baited fields and exercise good judgment and safety practices. Just be polite to each other, folks. We have a full breakdown of the rules and regulations for dove hunters on our website under the Outdoors tab. If boating and fishing are more of your idea of Labor Day recreation, remember that on the road, on the water is going on through today. Impaired boating and driving while impaired carry the same criminal penalties. Drunk boating accidents, however, have a statistically higher chance of causing serious injuries and fatalities. The impaired boating enforcement effort is coordinated with Booze It and Lose It. That's the drunk driving crackdown that's taking place. Troopers and local law enforcement are out in force looking for impaired and aggressive drivers. Multiple DWI arrests were reported throughout the weekend as agencies held sobriety checkpoints and increased patrols. Next door in South Carolina, their new hands-free law goes into effect today. Cellular devices may only be used by drivers if they are securely mounted. You cannot handle the device. A person operating a vehicle may not swipe, dial, or otherwise handle a phone while driving. Bluetooth and voice-activated devices may be used. Drivers will receive warning citations for the first 6 months, then fines and tickets. August was a wet one in Columbus County. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley, stationed in Whiteville, reported 9.76 inches of rain for the month. The usual rainfall is 5.91. It was one of the wettest August on record without a tropical storm. Not a hint of rain out there today, though, folks. It's an absolutely beautiful day to go over to Lake Waccamaw and enjoy the community yard sale. Remember, you can just drive around and look for the signs and the flags. Wooded Acres Community is also participating this year, as is Lake Waccamaw First Baptist Church. A Sarah Gordon woman was jailed after a long-term investigation showed that she was allegedly dealing in narcotics and illegally possessed multiple firearms. Ruth Marlowe Strickland, age 58, was charged with maintaining a dwelling for drug activities, possession of a firearm by a felon, and marijuana possession. Approximately 15 firearms were found in and around the home, according to Sheriff Bill Rogers. Her bond was set at $52,500. The Health Department will be hosting a food drive Thursday starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet the Health Department staff and find out information from other organizations, all while picking up some free healthy groceries. The Health Department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. And folks,